In the name of Jesus, amen. This morning's message has a text, and it's the reading, and also a question, which is, are you listening? But first, more about the text. This passage marks the turning point in the ministry of Jesus. As it says here, when Jesus recognized that the days for his being taken up were approaching, he set his face toward Jerusalem. He made a turn south. Already at his transfiguration, Jesus had spoken about this. On that occasion, on that mountain, Jesus and Moses and Elijah had spoken about his departure, which was about to be accomplished, which was about to be fulfilled in Jerusalem. And what was going to happen somewhere in the future now is impending. Jesus knows it, and he turned south toward Jerusalem. But just because he's coming to the end of his ministry doesn't mean he ends his ministry. Early on, when people tried to stop Jesus from going elsewhere, he said, I must proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God to other towns too, because that was why I was sent. And he had been preaching and teaching. He had been healing and cleansing. And now that he turns his face toward Jerusalem, he continues to do the same. But as has happened all the time throughout his ministry, not everyone wants to listen to Jesus. Not everyone wants to meet Jesus. When he went to his hometown synagogue, what did they want to do to him? Throw him down a cliff. When he healed a man with a shriveled hand, the Pharisees and the scribes were furious, and they sought a way to destroy him. When he cast out the demons at the region of the Gerasenes, the people there begged Jesus, go away, go away. And so it's not too surprising that other people don't want to receive Jesus. They approach a village of the Samaritans. Jesus sends people to make preparation, but they don't want him. When James and John see this, they think of Elijah. Do you want us to call fire down from heaven and consume, destroy these people? But Jesus doesn't want to do it. He rebukes them, and they go to another village. Now, what happens here as Jesus makes his way to Jerusalem is quite a bit. Lots of this has been recorded by Luke. And some of the things that we most identify with Luke happen during this journey. You find there the sending of the 72. You find here Jesus at the home of Mary and Martha. You find here Jesus calling Zacchaeus to come down from the sycamore tree and going to his house. Those are some of the things that happen that you find here. And some of the things that we identify with Jesus and what he said, some of the most important ones or the most well-known ones, we find here too. Like the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the persistent widow, the parable of the Pharisee, and the tax collector. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, or better put, let's not get ahead of Jesus. Let's pay attention to what he's doing here. And what we find Luke telling us about Jesus here is talking about discipleship. But are you listening? What Jesus says here is some of the most clear and concrete, some of the most vivid and memorable things he's said. Some of the most vivid and memorable things anybody ever said. Our tendency sometimes, though, is to jump ahead. That's why our library is filled with commentaries. That's why bookshelves are filled with devotional books. For that matter, that's why there are study Bibles. Now, all those have their place. But first, let's listen to Jesus. And once again, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, follow me. But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Of course, listening is more than hearing. You have heard. But like Jesus said, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. There's hearing, and there's believing, and there's obeying, and there's taking to heart. So what is there to take to heart here? What is it about discipleship? It is first to see that it is single-minded, all-encompassing. It could be lonely. It can mean rejection. It can mean even death. But it's the way Jesus went, and those who want to follow, follow Jesus. It means it goes beyond family obligations. Let me take care of my family first. Let me take care of my father. Let me take care of the farewells. No, nothing compares to following. Nothing compares to living under and seeking the kingdom of God. Are you listening? Theology is a wonderful thing. Of course, it's easy for me to say, I'm a theologian, but it really is. But also can be a dangerous thing. Luther said in the Heidelberg Disputation that the works of man may look attractive and good, but they might be mortal sins. Theology might be one of those works of men. We can theologize our way out of this. We could say, for example, Jesus is showing what discipleship really ought to be, but of course, none of us can do it. Jesus is trying to get us to realize that we cannot do what is necessary to inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot be truly followers of Jesus Christ and sons of God. Jesus is trying to get us to realize that and throw ourselves at his mercy and believe in his life and his suffering and death for our sake. Now, certainly Jesus did live for us and Jesus died for us, but that kind of theology is not listening. Are you listening? Jesus would have you follow him no matter the cost. Jesus would have you follow him no matter where it takes you. Jesus would have you follow him to the exclusion of family and friends, of money, of influence, of status, of even your own life. Are you listening? I urge you, listen, hear this, take it to heart, and keep it. Because where Jesus leads is to life, wholeness, health, salvation. Where Jesus is leading you to is eternal and blessed. Blessed indeed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Are you listening? Blessed are you, for the Lord has called you to be his own and to follow him. Hear him. Listen. Believe. Take to heart. Of course, you know what happened to Jesus. He made his way to Jerusalem where he suffered and was died, but God raised him from the dead. But that's what God promises to you through Jesus Christ also. Not freedom from suffering, not freedom from death, but life beyond suffering and life beyond death, just as with Jesus. Are you listening? May the Spirit of our Lord bring His word into your hearts. May it always take root and flourish so that you would listen and believe and follow to life everlasting. Amen. We rise for the hymn.